The great, and I'm having a hard time with this deal. I still can't get used to introducing as Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim starting right fielder, Torii Hunter. It sounds so strange. Torii, welcome into the zone again. It's so good of you to join us for our annual celebration of Pine Bluff. It wouldn't be complete without you joining us.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Man. I'm pretty good, man. Everything's good. Sounds weird.
It does sound weird. Are you comfortable with it yet? Is it rolling off the tongue yet?
No, it's not, actually. You know, you've been playing, when you play something or you have something for 12 years and it's yours, and it's hard to give up, you know, even though you don't want to give it up. Sometimes it's time, you know, and it was time for me to move on and go to right field and let this young guy come up with these fresh legs and let him run and do all the running the real estate, let him do all that stuff. Man, I was so tired this year. Running after those balls, my legs were tired. I had surgery this off season, so that could contribute to that could have been a contributor to my fatigue in my legs. But you know, all in all, I feel good. I still feel like I can play center field with the best of them.
Mm-hmm. Is there more pressure on you now? Because when I think right field, I think big arm, which of course you have. You're a great athlete, and I think home runs. Do you feel more pressure to go yard now playing right field, or is that not true?
No, that's not true for me. You know, I was in center field and I hit third and fourth and fifth my whole career. So you have to hit the long ball regardless. You know, mm-hmm. I've hit fourth, you know, all last year and this year, hitting the cleanup spot. So, you know, there's a little pressure hitting it in that cleanup spot. So, and I was in center field then. So now I'm in right field. I'm in the cleanup spot. Now I can just swing hard and kind of forget about the strikeouts a little bit because. Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth struck out 1,500 times in his career. A lot of people might not know that, but he swung hard, and he had a lot of home runs. So, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to swing hard, swing for the fence, and kind of save my legs. So I think it's going to help me out offensively in the long run.
Defensively, what's it like moving over to that side? I mean, people would kind of take for granted, oh, you know, he plays outfield. I mean, he can do whatever. And I'm sure, obviously, he'll be successful wherever you go. But – you know, ball comes off a little bit different. Obviously, you have a different angle looking in at the hitter. What's that been like as far as making the transition defensively?
Well, I played there in 1999. I think like 15 or 20 games. And I played in the minor leagues a lot in right field. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of understand. I know the ball, lefties, the ball's going to sink top spin, and righties it's gonna sink away from you in right field. So, I understand all that stuff, but it's boring. Man, it's so boring out there, man. I'm just sitting. You play the ball off the wall because it's hit hard. You have no chance of getting it anyway, so you have to play it off the wall, get it, and throw. You know, one thing about it, I get to use my arm a lot more, and I can throw. I can kind of load up and throw instead of, you know, being in center field, trying to throw the ball over the mound, trying to be quick to release the ball because it's so big in the outfield and center field. But in right field, I can just let it go. And so that's one thing that's fun about playing right field. You just use your arm a little more, but at the same time, it's boring. I hate fielding balls off the wall. It's terrible.
So what's the worst park to playing right field in the major leagues?
The worst park to play right field?
Yeah.
Oh man,
you so up
I haven't played right field in most of the stadiums, but I can almost bet you it's Boston.
Yeah. What is it? Is the Well, pesky poles right there, but it's just the proximity to the fans. I think right fielders have to have probably the closest of any players to the fans that you get to deal with.
Yeah, definitely, man. I had a whole conversation the other day with some of our fans out here in Anaheim. Had a whole conversation, you know, that pitching change. They were just talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, you know, this and that. And then we had a nice little conversation. And
you're not going to go Milton Bradley.
I told him to meet me at the bar after the game.
Torii, was there like a torch passing ceremony or anything when you handed over the center field to your replacement there?
Man, I didn't get a thank you or a card to Mastros or no more steakhouse or nothing. I got nothing. Nah, but he, I mean, Peter, I've seen him in spring training. I've seen this guy run. You know, I'm all about winning. You know, I can sit there and say, hey, I'm not moving, in, you know, out of center field. I'm gonna stay there, you know, and let my pride get in the way, and knowing that that's probably our weakest. Part of our reason why we're struggling, that's the part of it. You know, the defensive outfield was pretty slow. You know, we had Juan Rivera in right. We had Bobby Abreu out there in right field. And so we just I knew it was going to make our defense better. And once you make our defense better, our team will be better. We'll play a lot better. We need that down this stretch So bring Peter up, move me to right. You take away, you know, a lot of real estate if you bring that guy up and put me in right. I still can cover some ground. So I think it helps us out a lot, and I'm about winning, man. The gold glove, you got nine of them. Those are selfish reasons. All I want to do is win right now.
Torrey Hunter joining us in the zone. You guys have won a few games in a row here now, but still double digits out of the wild card and 7.5 back, it looks like, behind Texas. So, of course, Cliff Lee just moved over there. We were going to ask you, which of the Arkansas pitchers, and man, I tell you what, you kind of started the trend, but boy, Cliff Lee, A.J. Burnett, Dustin Mosley, now Travis Wood, the young guy in Cincy. I mean, Arkansas is being well represented. Which guy would you least like to face if you had to?
Well, you know, Cliff Lee is he's smart. He's smart. I don't think he's just a big strikeout pitcher, but he's very smart. For me, being right-handed, I would definitely don't want to face A.J. Burnett, man. He throws the ball wild sometimes. He throws hard, has a good hook. I mean, for me as a right-hander, I think he's tougher on me than Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee's good now. Don't get it twisted, but he hits his spots. He's always throwing strikes, so you might have a chance to hit it. You just don't know how you're going to hit it. You might get jammed. You might hit it off the end of the bat because he keep you off balance with all his off-speed, but this guy throws a lot of strikes. But I will have to go with A.J. Burnett. He's kind of wild. You don't want to get comfortable in there because you never know what that 95 is going to go.
He hit the bull. I mean, he hit the bull. I wouldn't dig in, man. He hit the bull.
Yeah, I wouldn't dig in with A.J. I tell you that now. That guy's pretty filthy.
Is there some charge the mound, you think, if that does happen?
Yeah, we can't be scrapping between our cans.
Yeah, we have Little Rock, Pine Bluff.
Hey, let me ask you this. I'm sure you saw the video, Torrey, though. What about that fight the other day? I mean, Pat was making fun of him. I thought it was a pretty good scrap.
Torrey, there wasn't a punch thrown. The man kicked another guy. How are you going to kick somebody in a brawl?
Yeah, that's no
in
good.
In the back.
Well, hey, I think he was falling. If you look at that that footage, I think he was falling in the stands, and they kept pushing him out, and he was falling in the stands, so the only way he could get out was kick. So, kicking, well, that's kind of dirty because you do have spikes on. You know, you never know. You can really injure somebody, hit a nerve or anything like that. But I think he was kicking because he was falling over into the stands. If you look at the footage, the whole crowd kept pushing him and pushing him, and he was falling over into the stands, so he started kicking to get out.
That's old Pine Bluff. That's old Pine Bluff move.
Yeah, the Pine Bluff came on him.
The Pine Bluff came on.
I still got that bluff in me sometimes.
Have you been in a good scrap? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of scraps, man. My favorite was a pitcher hit me in Cleveland in 2002, and I picked the ball up and hit him back.
That seems fair. I like that.
Yeah, I told the MLB officials, I said, he hit me. We even. He hit me with the ball, same ball that he hit me with, I hit him. So
how much did that cost you?
It cost me 4 days and like 5 Gs.
So what's it going to take to get over the hump in the West for you guys?
Man, for us to go out there and play consistent baseball. I don't think we've been playing consistent baseball. Offensively, we're down, and then defensively, we haven't played the best defense. What we're supposed to do is supposed to be good at defense, and we haven't played that this whole season. So I think our defense was actually put us behind a little bit, and then offensively we hadn't done what we've done because Kendrick Morales, he's out of the lineup for the rest of the season. So when you lose a guy like that, it changes the way pitchers pitch to you. You know, if you got him in the lineup, that pitcher has to pitch to everybody until they get to Kendrick Morales. So it changes the dynamics of the lineup when you lose a guy like Kendrick Morales. So if we can play consistent baseball, execute well, do what we have to do, hit and run, take that extra 90 feet, take that extra base, I think we'll be fine. We just need Texas to fall a little bit. These guys are hot.
I did put a call into the commissioner.
Right now.
I am trying to get a deal worked out. The commissioner and I have been talking a little bit. I'm trying to get you guys 10 more games with Kansas City.
10 more games with Kansas City?
Hey, you just swept them. Didn't you guys just sweep them?
Yeah, we accidentally swept them.
Accidentally on purpose.
So Justin and I were having this argument, I guess it was yesterday. Francisco Rodriguez punched out his father-in-law or something in the family. How does that work? What kind of a situation is there, a family room at in the clubhouse? Or how's that?
Well, Torrey, I'm married. Pat isn't and never will be. So I tried to explain to him there's never an excuse for hitting your father-in-law. And he said, what about if he hits you first? I said, no, if my father-in-law hits me, I ain't hitting him back.
Well, you can't take a punch.
Okay, that's what happened. To my F-Rod, K-Rod used to be with us in New York. Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard about that. But he's a good guy, man. He's a great guy.
So his father-in-law must really be a knucklehead.
I don't know what. I have no idea. It must have been something that was going on. But I don't think I would have waited till I got home or something.
That's what I'm saying. Tori, that comes in the Major League Baseball player handbook. If you're going to slap your father-in-law around, wait till you get home, dude. I mean,
you got to get home, man. Don't do it in the family room. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was bad news. Yeah, that was bad news. Worst news is like, he hits his father. I'm like, oh, that's dumb. And then it's at City Park. I'm like, that's super dumb.
That's the ballpark, dude. Man, I couldn't do that one. I don't know. I don't care what he did. I'd be like, wait till we get home.
That's going to be an uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinner this year.
There's no doubt. You know what happened there.
That's going to be a tough Thanksgiving dinner.
Tough family reunion. Speaking of that, Tori, how often you come back down to Pine Bluff?
Man, I come to Pine Bluff at least 4 or 5 times a year. In the off season, I come, for Thanksgiving. Might come for homecoming. Hopefully we go to the playoffs and I miss homecoming.
Yeah, right.
I might come for homecoming. I come for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then I see my mom before I go off to spring training. So I'm always there 3 or 4 times a year and stay about 4 or 5 days and just hang out with the fellas, all my friends I grew up with in Pine Bluff. I tell them to meet me somewhere because I don't want to ride with them because they might be kind of crazy.
I like that. That's smart. Keep you out of
trouble. I can't ride with you, but meet me at, Chili's.
Exactly. I like? You do keep a low profile when you come in town, though, and I like that. I mean, actually, it was funny because we didn't know you were back in town. Not that you're calling with your, updates. I don't know if you're on the Twitter telling people where you're at.
I was at the Hall of Fame. Twitter, man. Hey, that's crazy how people tweet, man. They tweet, and, I'm at Chili's right now. I'm going to be here for 2 hours. Okay, let's go rob him.
That wouldn't work for you.
He's going to be gone for 2 hours. Take your time, buddy. Take his TV, his bed sheet.
No, but the last time I saw him, he was at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Tori was down there.
You and your wife were just in there kind of looking around and stuff. I mean, just no big deal. Yep. It was pretty cool. I was like, oh, that's Tori Hunter. Hey, Tori.
Yeah, I just come in. I'm very, very discreet, and I try to blend in with everybody. But, I don't go around flossing like, hey, I'm Tori. Look at me. I'm here. I'm in the mall.
Well, we're at the Pine Bluff Country Club right now playing in a tournament through Sunday. On our way out of town, where should we stop? If we got one place to stop, get a bite to eat.
Where are you going to be?
We're in Pine Bluff right now.
We're sitting on the 13th tee box.
Where are you going to man, I'm a big fan of this place called Aisha's. I go to this place called Aisha's, and it's pretty good.
Is there a song named after her? Aisha.
Yeah, she's the girl that you never had.
You are the girl that I never had.
And I want to get to know you better.
That's not her. That's another one. Aisha's is it's like a catfish joint, and it's really good, man. And when you go there, you say, hey, where's Aisha's? You got to be careful because it's kind of in the hood. But,
I'll wait for you to take me then.
I'll tell you what then. Why don't you see if one of your buddies will come by because I'm not afraid to ride with them.
I'll meet him there.
It's pretty good. Now, you make sure you get the hot sauce and put it on your catfish. It's pretty good. So when I want something great, I fly to Pine Bluff and go to Aisha's, get my big plate, eat, and then I fly back out.
Listen, man, I know you got a busy schedule, Tori. Why don't you just send me a few bucks and I'll fly you out some catfish? How about that?
Why you just can't do it on GP? It's just like $7.
No, I cover the catfish if you cover the plane ticket.
Oh, you want to fly it out and serve them?
Yes, I'm going to bring it to you, personally deliver it.
We do need to make...
I'll front the catfish and puppies if you take care of the plane ticket. We'll call it even.
Tori, we were talking about taking a trip.
Southwest Airlines, buddy.
We were thinking about taking a trip to broadcast from each one of the Arkansans' home games. And we talked to some of the other guys. They said they'd put us up in their house. They'd let's borrow a few of their vehicles to just get around town.
Cliff Lee said I could pitch an inning.
Really?
Yeah.
So would
they
you let us
put
bat?
You up in the house and everything?
Everything, cars, women.
Tori, don't let him BS you, man. He's so full of it.
No. But we got going to make a trip out there.
Hey, that's a lot, man. I mean, I'm going to think about that one. Definitely. Yeah. Drive my car, that's going to be tough. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I wouldn't let Pat wash my car, let alone drive my car, or stay in my house for sure. Because I'll tell you one thing, I don't even want to get into it. Anyway, hey, Tori, good luck, and we're going to be watching. And we hope that you get over the hump with Texas. And you guys, I love Cliff Lee, but you know what? He's already been to a World Series now. We got to get you.
You know, I like Cliff Lee, too, a lot. We had a chance to talk, so he's a free agent. So you know I'm being his ear.
That'd be good. I like he's getting, you can go D-Wade on it. Hey, hey, LeBron, you need to you've been to L.A.? It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Nice. It's a lot cooler in the summer.
Once you get on ESPN and announce where you're going to go.
Exactly. The decision, too.
In their face.
I know. I'm going to slap Jim Gray next time I see him. Hey, I was going to say, too, you know, he was actually, I read a quote. We talked about this the other day. He was talking about his last outing. He had 11 strikeouts against the Yankees, and, of course, they blew it for him again. He's got to be unhappy over there. But he was talking about the heat. So you can sell him on that. Hey, man, it's beautiful in Southern California.
Yeah, I kind of sold him an all-star game.
Did you? Okay. Well.
Because that was in a lot of people here.
I like
it. It's not tampering if I do it.
That's exactly right. I like that. So did you get some good good feedback? Did you make some progress there?
Yeah, I did. I did, actually. Carl Crawford.
Carl Crawford, he says.
Really?
Okay. We'll keep that between us.
Did I say that out loud?
Oh, no. I must have misheard you. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, I said. See,
listen.
Carl Everett.
Okay.
Carl Everett.
That's good. There's only about eight people listening to the show, and the commissioner's not one of them. I think you're fine.
All right, I'm good. Okay. Good deal.
Tori, we appreciate you coming on, man. Good luck the rest of the way, and hopefully we'll talk to you as we get ready for the playoffs, and hopefully you're involved with that.
If not, if we're not in the playoffs, I'll be in Pine Bluff for homecoming.
All right, perfect. You can become our MLB playoff analyst. I'm not sure we can afford your services, but we'll try real hard.
Aisha's catfish.
We'll trade you for catfish.
I do Aisha's catfish. I'll be done.
Good. Damn. Extra hot sauce.
I love it.
Yeah, extra hot sauce. I'll be good.
All right. Tori, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
All right. Take care, man. Right.
Thanks, Tori.
Appreciate it.
Bye.